Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's great to talk to you because you couldn't have come on at a better time. As I was explaining to you off air there, there are a lot of people under a lot of pressure at the moment, and anything that can help them is well worth airing on the programme this morning. Now, burnout has become an increasingly prevalent issue affecting people across various industries. So what exactly is burnout, Fiona?
So burnout is something that actually creeps up quite slowly. It doesn't usually happen kind of overnight. It's something that... it creeps up slowly, but it also can result in kind of long-term consequences, negative consequences. And it's basically when we start to lose motivation and indeed lose energy for everything that we have to do, our everyday tasks. It's when we, I suppose, prioritise productivity over our self-care and our mental health. And as advocates for mental well-being, Turn to Me believes that it's crucial to recognise the signs of burnout before it escalates, which is why we've published these 5 warning signs that shouldn't be ignored. Now, the first sign of burnout is persistent exhaustion. So when we're constantly tired despite getting an adequate amount of sleep, that can be a burnout. This exhaustion often goes beyond just physical fatigue, and it seeps into emotional and mental realms, making even simple tasks feel totally overwhelming. The second sign is cynicism and detachment. So sometimes when we just don't care about things anymore that we used to really be passionate about, that might be a sign of burnout. It can manifest as a negative outlook on work, on life, and even our personal relationships. So if you find yourself becoming increasingly cynical, detached, and emotionally withdrawn, it might be a red flag that it is burnout. Now, the third sign is decreased productivity and performance. That's basically when we take on too many things and we don't really end up doing anything. A decline in performance at work or in other areas of our lives can be an indicator of burnout. So despite putting in all the effort, people can experience burnout when they kind of struggle to concentrate, make decisions, or complete their usual tasks to the usual high standards. And that can be an indication that you have decreased productivity and performance. The fourth sign is increased irritability. So if you're highly sensitive to things, if you have heightened levels of irritability, impatience, or frustration, that can be a common symptom of burnout, where small inconveniences or challenges or setbacks that would typically be kind of shrugged off or be able to be tackled, that can trigger strong emotional reactions in people who are experiencing burnout. Maybe if people have a disproportionate negative reaction to something relatively mundane, that might be an indicator of increased irritability. And then the fifth and final sign is physical symptoms. So burnout doesn't just affect our mental and emotional well-being. It can also manifest itself with physical symptoms, and these can include headaches, muscle tension, gastro issues, which kind of would be kind of tummy pains and tummy issues, and then a weakened immune system can all be signs of burnout. Right. And when we recognise these warning signs, that's the first step towards addressing them.
Okay, I'll stop you right there. First of all, is it common for people to suffer with burnout, maybe listening to you talking to me this morning, and they may not even know that they have it, and now listening to you, they've said, I tick that box. So there's a lot of people possibly listening to us this morning may now finally know what's wrong with them.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's very, very common. But as I say, it's one of those things that kind of creeps up and you don't even realise that you're experiencing burnout until you're there, to be honest.
Okay.
So one of the things that we certainly would encourage people to do would be to reflect, to think, are they experiencing burnout?
Right.
And the first thing to do would be to address your life.
So how do you address it then? So how do you go about addressing it?
That's a great question. So maybe address what's happening in your life that is leading to this kind of chaotic, feeling and this feeling of overwhelm, and kind of look at what you can change in your life to make it more calming and more manageable, and then also to prioritise self-care oftentimes. And you spoke about the farming community in particular. Well, you know, my uncle's a farmer and I know he's the hardest working man I ever know, and he always puts everyone else's tasks and the work and the farm ahead of his own needs. So we really need to prioritise self-care and to prioritise our mental health. And what does that mean? That means doing, making time for things that you enjoy, spending time with your friends and your family, taking a break from work, which is, you know, something probably that a lot of people in the farming communities aren't overly familiar with, taking breaks, but it is really, really important because ultimately not only does it lead to burnout, but long term it can decrease our productivity when we try to do a million and one things at once, and we rarely end up getting anything right when we have that kind of approach. So certainly prioritize self-care and put yourself first.
Yeah, I mean, like I've heard, read a book, watch or listen, watch a nice film, listen to calming music, go for a walk, go for a run, go for a cycle, go for a swim. They're all the suggestions, but it's a case of kind of compartmentalizing things and taking time out to do those, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, reading a book, watching a film, all those are fantastic. Another thing that's really good is meditation. So Turn to Me has a free meditation program on Spotify and on YouTube as well. I think we have 20 episodes in there. Like, they range from 10 minutes to half an hour. And they're totally free, and they, you know, there's no long-term commitment or anything, and you can do it at the start of your day if you want. And then also, if you think you might need a little bit of professional support, Turn to Me offers up to 6 free counselling sessions to adults living in Ireland, and we don't have long waiting lists. You can sign up and use our services pretty much immediately. So if anyone wants to avail of those services, or if they think they might benefit, just sign up on our website.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.